This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Got an ag roundtable coming up at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to talk with some farmers. We're going to do a ranch roundtable one of these days, too. I want to find out what the ranchers think of this fake meat stuff that's coming from Bill Gates and company.
Synthetic, I think, is the word you were looking for.
Synthetic. It's fake meat. I don't care if you call it synthetic or anything else. It's not meat. Heard some dumb news story about how they're going to take the air and make meat out of it. Like, what are you? Are you kidding me right now? It's sort of like pixie dust and unicorn urine are going to fuel our energy needs. It just is crazy. It is crazy. We need all of the above. All of the above. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. Call us. You also can call 24/7 on the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline. Be the Buffalo Hotline. That's when you turn into the storm. Just like those folks have done day in and day out through this battle at Oasis Petroleum. Love those guys. 855-200-1776. Brian Kronk last hour from Collins and Kronk. Somebody said, how do you spell that? Is it all K's? The Collins is C, the Kronk is K. Collins and Kronk, K-R-A-N-K, okay? If you have a question for them, you call that line, 855-200-1776. Don't want it on the air, but you want to ask a question, we forward it on to them. Or something that you heard on the show that you didn't like, but whatever. Do that as well, okay? 855-200-1776. Let's go to Gene. Well, is Abe on the line yet? Trying to find Abe, okay. Abe Lincoln is calling in and wants to say something about George Washington's birthday. Good idea. Do you think it's really Abe Lincoln, or do you think it might be fake news? I don't know. Gene in Beraria. Hope I'm saying that right. What's on your mind?
Morning, Scott. So you just said we need all sources of energy.
Yes, we do.
They're gonna close the Coal Creek plant.
No, they're not. They're not gonna. Not if I have anything to say about it. I don't believe the Coal Creek station will close. That is a possibility because Great River Energy, a Minnesota co-op, which has a lot of members that are infected by Minnesota eco-terrorist stupidity, have decided to take a perfectly working, thriving plant because of the assault on CO2 in this country and shut it down, but they gave us 2 years to find another buyer, and that's in the works right now. So I don't believe it'll shut down.
Okay, that's a good thing. They're looking for a buyer. How about North Dakota?
Well, I don't know what I think about state-owned assets. I know it's worked well for Bank of North Dakota, although every day I say the Bank of North Dakota could be more aggressive with our dollars. They were born on third base as far as the bank is concerned. They're the depository for every, you know, tax dollar that comes in, every state agency. And I'd like to see them give back a little bit. They inch along, and they do okay. They did some very good things during COVID. Well, I'll give them credit for that. They helped, but they could do more. But I don't know. State-owned assets are not a desire, are they, Gene?
Well, you're right about the Bank of North Dakota. I would like to see a complete, well, I want to see North Dakota's balance sheet. I want to know where all of our funds are invested. Instead of investing them out east, there's a lot of them invested out east. We could invest them into the coal plant. But hey, last year, the state mill posted a nice profit. I'm not sure, but it was somewhere around $10 million. But did we get a post on what the Bank of North Dakota made?
Yeah, I believe we did. I believe all that's knowledge, of, I mean, is common knowledge. I don't know, Gene, but let's go back to Coal Creek Station for a moment, because I agree with you on both, by the way. That's why I'm saying I'm reluctant to say, yeah, let's have the state buy Coal Creek Station. Can we at least agree on this? A private buyer would be better.
Right. Yep, absolutely.
Okay, so let's start there.
I agree with that, but...
Let's start there.
But if we can't find a buyer... I mean, it'd just be horrible to shut that plant down if we can't find a buyer.
That won't happen. It won't happen that we can't find a buyer. No, it won't happen that we'll shut it down. I believe the private buyer will be found, and my understanding is it's like 90%, you know, dotting I's, crossing T's time. So it's in the works, and I say that only because you shouldn't jinx things by talking about before they're done, because if it's not on paper, it doesn't exist. But Brent Sanford, the lieutenant governor of the state of North Dakota, I think spends 22 hours out of his 24-hour day on that right now. And every time the governor comes on, he talks about the fact that that's happening. So I know they've done a lot of work in trying to put people together. I know also you look at Blue Flint Ethanol. We have a CO2 a storage plant on the books that continues to move down the track. We have Project Tundra. There's a lot of things on dealing with the bad, quote-unquote bad, of a coal plant, that's CO2, that I think will keep things going. So I just want everybody to have a little bit of hope there. Gene, thanks for the call. Ryan, Aberdeen, South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, Scott, I thought maybe you or someone could explain something to me. I don't really understand about the... DAPL project in particular, when the tribes are invited to the table for their input, they invoke sovereign nation status to say, no, we don't need to be here. And then they say in the press, when they protest, we weren't consulted. Yeah, you were consulted. You just didn't come to the table, even though you were invited. How do you square the circle on that?
Well, you don't, Ryan. And so, you know, in my mind, it's sovereignty the tribes seek, and I think both MHA Nation and Standing Rock are in danger of getting what they've wished for. And then when they come for aid, Indians and Medicine Program at UND, which, by the way, is a wonderful program. It is the genius of Tom Clifford. Rest in peace, Tom Clifford, the great president of UND. There's so many other things where we help Native Americans, and they come at an expense of the taxpayer dollar that are at risk, because you can't have it both ways, and they're getting it both ways right now. In the case of MHA Nation, Mark Fox has become pretty much a cabinet member with the Biden administration. He thinks that's a good idea. He managed to pull an exemption from the federal ban on oil and gas drilling on federal lands. Bad idea. Bad idea. I would also say, Standing Rock, what we need to do is expose the corruption of the Archambault era, in which $10 million was paid from Earth Justice to Standing Rock to allow Earth Justice to use Standing Rock's name on these lawsuits that continue to this day. Stop the lawsuits against DAPL. All Energy Transfer did is put a pipeline exactly where the Corps of Engineers told them they could put it. Period. So this fight now is between the Corps of Engineers, by the way, the Department of Justice now in the hands of the Biden administration, and they're fighting among themselves, is what I'm trying to say. It does not even involve Energy Transfer. It doesn't at all. Earth Justice is taking on the Corps of Engineers and the Department of Justice. It needs to end. It can end if Chairman Mike Faith says, enough already. Enough already. Here's your $10 million back. We don't want any part of this. That's what needs to happen. Otherwise, it's sovereignty they seek. It's sovereignty we ought to get them. But you raise a very good point, Ryan. Thanks for calling. Let's see, Wes. Wes, what's on your mind? You're next on the program.
Yeah, last week, Lieutenant Governor Sanford was on saying that the Great River Energy plant was about 90% at the point of being sold. And then you bring in the Bank of North Dakota. There's a resolution or a bill that's been floating around the legislature for the Bank of North Dakota to create a loan for the $40 million difference between what Great River Energy wants and this company out there that's going to buy the plant.
Well, I'm sure that's I'm sure that's in Brent's back pocket as a possibility, right? You negotiate, but yeah, well, that deal can't fall apart over $40 million. I'll tell you,
it's not a possibility. The bill's floating around the legislature, and so yeah, the taxpayers of the state of North Dakota are going to be backstopping a forgivable loan, because if this company runs Great River Energy for so many years, that $40 million will be forgiven.
It's
already down there. The skids are greased for it. Great River Energy is not going to be shut down.
Do you think the legislation is a good idea, Wes? Do you agree with that the premise of that legislation?
I got problems anytime there's a public-private partnership of any kind.
Yeah, so I guess...
Good enough to buy the plant, but depending on the taxpayers to do it.
Yeah, I would need to know more about how that loan is backstopped, but I think Coal Creek Station...
I think if you talk to Brent Sanford and Doug Burgum, you can find out, because it's there. The bill's down in Bismarck already. It's been floating around the legislature.
Well, that doesn't mean that's the ultimate vehicle that's chosen, Wes, right? But, I mean, I think you raise a good point. I'll find out more about it. Thanks for the call. More coming.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift, the gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discover more.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state and in other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Back on What's On Your Mind at 20 past the hour, brought to you today by PetroServe USA. Mondays, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience include beef tips and gravy or scalloped potatoes and ham. Valley City location, exit 292, head north once you come off the exit. Harwood Tater Tot Hot Dish today. Also, Tater Tot Hot Dish at the West Main Avenue West Fargo location. I mean, just how many places serve tater tot hot dish? And then a grab-and-go convenience. Pull it off the shelf. They just put it there. It's a fantastic. Taco Mac and Cheese today, 12th Avenue North and I-29. Good stuff. Any PetroServe USA you go to, you might see a Marathon sign, might see a Cenex sign, you might see PetroServe USA only. That's the branded fuel that gets you the best price at the pump. But they're all PetroServe USA and Valley Dairy locations, by the way. Still Valley Dairy, still PetroServe USA. Better price at the pump, more choice, gives you that competitive edge, always, and great food. Caramel rolls, today's Monday, any fresh baked muffin is 99 cents. Oh, my gosh. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. All right. We're going to dig into a bill in the state legislature, Senate Bill 2271. I want you to know about in a moment. I wrote an op-ed about this because I'm just scratching my head over this thing. But before we do that, I want to again recognize, there he is, folks, my friend Mark Scogerbo, the nation's foremost Abraham Lincoln impersonator. If you have an event coming up, you want to teach kids about the Constitution or even adults about the Constitution, just send me an email, scotth@flagfamily.com, and I'll connect you with Mark the Freedom Poet, the Abe Lincoln impersonator. We were down at Valley, where were we? Rapid City, Mount Rushmore on July 4th. He was getting looks like you can't believe it. I said, "What? Abe's alive. He's alive." But we play Hail to the Chief today for George Washington, this nation's first president who's regularly maligned in history books. You can't even believe it. And this good man, Mark Scogerbo, can tell you everything you need to know about George Washington. What have we forgotten that we should know about George Washington, Mark?
Well, you mentioned bulletproof. That's every kid in America knew that until 1930. When he died, they said he was Henry Lighthorse Harry Lee said he was first in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of our countrymen. For 44 years, he was the man, him and Ben Franklin. He was the first commander-in-chief elected unanimously by the Second Continental Congress, the totally unanimously elected to be the head of the Constitution Convention. We'd have had no Constitution without his leadership. And then twice, the first president elected unanimously. Unbelievable. But one of the things that's probably most egregious about our false history is that his devout Christian faith is just ignored, written out, or under some strange idea that we can't mix, separation of church and state, therefore we got to scrub all of reference to religion and God out of our history. That, you know, it's so absurd because his religion was his strength. It was his dauntless, courageous, eternal perspective. He, man, was absolutely fearless. He thought bullets whistling around his head was a charming sound, you know. But this was, and Peter Marshall wrote a book, The Light and the Glory, my favorite early history book. Here's was a prayer. They found 24 pages of handwritten prayers by George Washington. This is one of them. Direct my thoughts, words, and work. Wash away my sins in the immaculate blood of the Lamb and purge my heart by the Holy Spirit. Daily frame me more and more into the likeness of thy son, Jesus Christ. And then when they asked Abe Lincoln to do a eulogy about him, Abe said, I could no more add luster to the sun. Let us meditate on that name and let it shine on forever.
Wow, that's Abe Lincoln.
Truly the father of our country.
That's Abe Lincoln eulogizing George Washington, you're saying.
That's right.
Wow.
Every kid in America should know that.
Well, the bulletproof thing's amazing. There's David Barton wrote a book about this called The Bulletproof President, The Bulletproof George Washington. Read that and tell me presidents aren't anointed. Tell me the presidents don't have favor with the good Lord. And I don't know about you, but I don't imagine because of whatever misguided, twisted decisions going to making textbooks today and curriculum for social studies or American history, you can find much about George Washington being Christian, but obviously he is, given everything you've told us there, Mark.
Yeah, he's just an unbelievable. Plus, he was so strong. You know the Alex Johnson, where you saw me standing beside his statue with his big, enormous shoulders that could pick up two men and shake them like rag dolls. That the Ellis Johnson, the second tallest hotel in South Dakota, it's 120 feet high. He could throw a rock on top of a 212-foot natural bridge canyon or arch. He was a pitcher. He could throw stones farther than anyone ever saw. He threw a stone across the Rappahannock River, and Walter Johnson, the great pitcher, tried to emulate it, and he threw it across there, and they figured it was about 320 to 330 feet George Washington could throw a rock. Unbelievable. Of course, he didn't throw a silver dollar because they weren't invented yet. The first silver dollars were when he was president, and by that time, he was too old to be throwing rocks across the lake.
And he did not, I repeat, did not chop down a cherry tree, for crying out loud. And that's...
No, he just barked it. But he did, you know, he did mortally wound it. But he, in fact, stood up to his giant father at the age of six and said, "I cannot tell a lie. You know I can't tell a lie. And yes, I hurt that cherry tree with my little hatchet."
He heard it, but he did not chop it down. That's the first fake news recorded moment in history, right there. We now know that.
Right.
Mark, you're a patriot. I love your Abe Lincoln impersonation. Not only do you sound like him, you look like him, and I learn a ton. So keep at it, okay?
And also I want to say happy birthday to my sister, who I thought was going to be the first woman president.
Wait a minute. Your sister shares a birthday with George Washington?
Yes. Don't you have some kind of a connection with George Washington in your family?
Well, my mother, Jeanette Arlene Tilgis, Jeanette Hannon, rest her soul, she died a couple of years ago on the Blessed Holy Week. She
right.
shared a birthday with Ronald Reagan.
Wow. Well, Ronald Reagan is another guy. My dad was a doctor, and he said he should have been dead. It was several miracles that kept him from dying. And he laid there in his bed looking up at the ceiling, and he said he couldn't have peace until he forgave the crazy kid that shot him. So George Washington and Reagan and Abe Lincoln were devout believers in God.
Interesting times we live in. Mark, the Freedom Poet, ladies and gentlemen, also a great Abe impersonator. How do folks get a hold of you if they want to have your Abe impersonation?
I'd love to come and spend time and talk about all the four, five greatest presidents, Constitution class. MarkMFreedom@AOL.com. MarkMFreedom@AOL.com. And I'll get back to him with details.
All right, my good man. We'll talk to you soon.
Hope to see you soon. Have a
time. You too. Take care. David says, I don't trust Lindsey Graham. His waiters are filled with swamp water, in my view. We got Lindsey Graham earlier. We're going to play a little more here when we come back of Lindsey Graham at the confirmation hearing for Attorney General nominee Merrick Garland today. Interesting stuff. Goes on to say he's been promising for years to hold people accountable. Not happening. Now, you notice he rushes to the camera to promise stuff, but you are kind of right. It never comes to fruition. What is the deal with that? What is the deal? Canada Western, North Dakota Western, we come back, and the Ag Roundtable.
Hi, this is Shane Tibiotowski, NMLS 194550 from People's Home Equity Mortgage. Being a military combat veteran myself, giving back to our veterans is very important to me. People's Home Equity features VA and military home loans. Also, special discounts are available to purchase or refinance. To learn more, call me, Shane Tibiotowski, at 701-390-1674, at 390-1674, or visit us at peopleshomeequity.com.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Scary moment Saturday after the engine of a Boeing 777 failed shortly after takeoff from Denver International Airport, scattering pieces of debris across a half-mile residential area just outside of Denver, Colorado.
Denver departure, United 328 Heavy, Mayday aircraft, just experienced engine failure, need to turn immediately.
Yeah, 328 Heavy, left to right turn. Left side.
The plane was forced to land and no injuries were reported on the ground or among the flight's 241 passengers and crew. The focus is on a unique part of these engines called the hollow fan blade. United is the only U.S. carrier with this type of engine. Texas Governor Greg Abbott said late on Sunday that he had joined the Texas Air Guard, the Texas National Guard, and the U.S. military to distribute about 3.5 million bottles of water. Last week's winter storm caused widespread blackouts across Texas, causing water treatment plants to fail. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Programming note that I will not be on the radio tomorrow or Wednesday. Ron Ness will be guest hosting for yours truly. Thursday and Friday I'll be live at CPAC. That's the big conference that President Trump is speaking at. It's actually the American Conservative Union's annual gathering of conservatives. It is, I've been there a number of times over the years. It is invigorating because you realize, especially now with a Biden administration like we had during the Obama administration, you realize, you know, that there's a lot of like-minded folks out there that, you know, unite our voices and get a lot done. That's just the bottom line. Lindsey Graham, not to be trusted by that previous texter, but here's some of the questions he asked of Merrick Garland. We played a few of them, but here's some more. Judge Merrick
Garland. We're going to be talking about Section 230 reform. What's your impression of Section 230 liability protection for big tech, and is it time to revisit that topic?
Senator, I have to be the first to confess when I have relatively limited information about a subject. I have had one case on Section 230. It is a very straightforward application of the law, so of course I know what it is. I also know that many members of this committee have ideas for how it should be amended, and I would have to have an opportunity, if I'm confirmed, to talk with you about that and to understand all the conflicting concerns and the complexities of how to alter it if it's to be altered. The devil in these sort of things is always in the details. You on the committee know more about this than I do, and I look forward, if I'm confirmed, to having the chance to talk about it with you.
Thank you. Congratulations on your nomination. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Well, that's okay. All right, he's wrapped up then. And what he did was go through kind of rapid fire a number of questions. We played a few of them earlier, but Section 230 is important. If and by the way, Section 230 is a defanging of Facebook, Twitter, all of these people who use Section 230 to silence who they don't like and prop up who they do like. And that would end with Section 230. That was a non-answer, obviously.
Oh, okay. They get propped up with tax dollars, too, don't they? Just a bit. I mean, they're getting
exemptions.
Yeah, good non-answer there. Kind of a...
Kent in Western North Dakota texts, hey, I sure hope the Democrats like the gas increase. The media and Democrats are blaming the ice and snow storm for the increase. Sorry, but the prices started to go up well before the Texas and eastern U.S. storms. So, Joe, thank you. And thank your administration for destroying our energy independence. By July 4th, we'll be feeling like Ned Beatty in Deliverance. Ken in Western North Dakota with some good humor there today. Oh, I love it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, and a quick call, and then we're going to the Ag Roundtable today. Rocky and Ariska, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Rocky.
Scott, just along the veins you're talking about here with George Washington, you know, what a great man and individually was, obviously, he was founder of our country, father of our country. Little known facts about him, or just, I guess, not talked about much anymore, is that, you know, at the age of 11, he was working as a surveyor mapping, you know, the Virginia, state of Virginia, and the wilderness to the west into Tennessee and those areas. At the age of 14, he bought his own plantation. At the age of 16, he was commissioned as an officer in the militia, and I believe he was only 18 or 19 when he first went off to fight the French and Indians for the Brits in the French and Indian Wars. I mean, so you look at the difference of ages, too, at that time, what young men were required to do, expected to do, and what they did do versus nowadays, quite a bit difference in generations there.
No kidding. There's so many things we don't know about George Washington. And the sad thing is, what are schools supposed to do? They're supposed to teach. And if you look at the curriculum and the books, you know, the study guides, whatever, George Washington could be a whole, you know, like, you could spend the entire second grade learning about George Washington and nothing else and not get through it all. For the life of me, I don't understand it, but I do know this. It's why we are where we are. Because until we understand the genius Absolutely. Of the founding fathers, we're never going to properly understand the genius of this country. And George Washington's birthday today is a great day to start. I mean, do it for your own kids and grandkids. Get David Barton's book, Any The country. Bulletproof. Go ahead, Rocky.
I was just going to say, any country that doesn't understand its history, I mean, is destined to fail as far as I'm concerned. And that's kind of, maybe it's by design or just by neglect. But either way, we need to reform our educational system in that regard. We need to teach our true American history.
And what and, does and that look like? How do we do that? There you go. Well, you know, America is first. And always shall be first. And that was designed not by us. That isn't arrogance. That isn't pride. That's the good Lord's anointing is what that is. It's very well said. But we got to start somewhere. So get David Barton's book, Bulletproof of George Washington. And then that'll get you curious to find out more and more and more and more. All right. Time for the Ag Roundtable today on What's on Your Mind. We're going to do this once a month. And I have been wanting to do a version of this for a long, long time. Because I'm a city kid that only spent a day here, a day there every year on my grandpa's farm, my uncle's farms, and I know more than I can possibly put into words how integral agriculture is to how this state goes. The farm and ranch world is the backbone and has been the backbone of our great state since before its founding. So Tyler Westlake from High Plains Apache was good enough to go along with this crazy idea of mine to bring in some farmers and talk about what they're going through. And Tyler will sell you the best sprayer on earth, that Apache sprayer. But he's also a great resource for the parts and talks with a lot of folks. So he is anything spray application, they have it. So obviously they're going to have a lot of touches with the ag world. Tyler, thanks for rounding up a couple of growers today to chat with. And thanks for being part of Ag Roundtable. We appreciate it very much.
Yeah, absolutely. We're excited to do it.
So I want to get the commercial in here first, and I've long had the honor of talking about Apache sprayers, and all I know is there's Apache and then there's the rest. How is it that Apache has done that? I mean, the warranty, the light footprint, how are Tim and Todd, that we're going to talk to in the field when their neighbors are not on a wet, muddy year? This seems to be about, you know, every year in North Dakota agriculture. What's the genius of Apache?
You said it exactly. It's the light footprint. It's the power to the ground technology. It's mechanical drive. It's not hydrostatic. So we can do everything everyone else can do and do it lighter and with more power to the ground and in turn use about half the fuel everybody else uses too.
Well, think about that. Input costs each up. So there's another reason I'm an Apache sprayer. Tim and Todd are here. I'm going to ask each of you to just tell us a little bit about yourself and your family and your farm, where you farm. Tim, you're first up here. It's Dabley, right?
That's right.
Okay, so Tim, where do you farm?
We're in Bottineau County, north central North Dakota. We're just 25 miles
off the Canadian border. And we grow wheat and corn, soybeans, canola, yellow peas. Farming with my son, Brett, and, yeah, just enjoying it.
How did you get into agriculture? Were you born into it, Tim?
Yep, I've lived here my whole life. Yep, just took over, farmed with my dad for 15 years or 20 years, I guess, and then when he retired, I just took over, and now I'm farming with my son.
I love it. Todd, same thing. Todd Zano, you're farming, tell us where.
In McLean County, between Parshall and Garrison, and I raise durum, peas, canola, spring wheat, corn, and soybeans.
Is it the family farm, Todd?
Yes, I started with my dad, and he started when he was very young, and now I have my daughter and her husband are farming with me.
How great is that? Really,
that's
incredible.
Pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, it sure is. So we like to ask what's on the minds of farmers. So let's just start there. What's foremost in the – Tim, we'll start with you. What's on your mind?
Oh, probably right now is, we're in an extremely, extremely dry situation right now, which it's been several years where we've been, dry like this. It's changed, like, a lot in the last year. I mean, a year ago, last fall, we were so wet, we had to leave a lot of crop out in the field that was too wet, and then we did get planted last year and ended up with a very good crop, but last fall, we had no rain and no snow this winter, so it's the drought is definitely our what's on our mind right now.
Now, no snow means obviously you're dry, but does it mean you're in the field sooner this spring, Tim?
It certainly looks like we could be, yep. And I said no snow, but, I mean, we definitely had, I mean, it was barely covered, but, I mean, just after yesterday with the sunshine, and it's disappearing in a hurry.
Todd, how about you?
Yeah, we definitely could be earlier.
Yeah, which, you got to have moisture to make earlier worth it, I guess. But, Todd, how about you, McLean County? How's things looking? What's on your mind?
Right now, we're very dry, just like Tim. People are talking about crop insurance. I mean, it's that dry out. If we don't have good moisture through the summer, crops will be very short, it appears. I mean, we could have lots of April rain, and all of a sudden things look good. But right now, very dry. And people are looking at what they should plant for crops to get the most out of the crop insurance, if that's the case.
It's kind of sad when you're having to play to the crop insurance thing, right? Rather than planning for a great year, that's not fun, right?
It's sure a bad situation, but I know there's a lot of people looking at corn because right now corn prices are extremely high and good APHs, so it looks like that's something that where people could really insure. And soybeans are another one. They're maybe not common to our area. As we move west, they get less common, but people are really looking at it because of the money that they can insure their crops for.
One thing I don't think people appreciate that are not in agriculture is the amount of risk you take and the amount of worry that you live with. Todd, how do you deal with both that, the pressure of the risk and also just the worry of, like, another dry year coming?
The worry is hopefully, I'm a Christian, and I kind of leave things up to the Lord to make things good for me. But with good crop insurance, things like that, working with good people, that's kind of how you get around some of this stuff.
Tim, I want to ask you a question when we come back, too, and see if you guys are happy with the crop insurance program as it exists or if there could be some tweaks there as well. Tyler Westlake, our host today for the Ag Roundtable from High Plains Apache. Find out more about them, by the way, new and used. And every year they come out with some incredible innovation there. So the new is great, but also some used. HighPlainsApache.com, great website. Find out everything you need to know there at your Apache Sprayer headquarters. More after this.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, but we provide sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing that you do have a safe way out.
For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
If you're filling up at PetroServe USA, you're saving money. Simple as that. Find a PetroServe USA near you. Marathon, Senex, and PetroServe USA branded gas, so they're always getting you the best deal. But the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA is what you want to look for. Plus, you'll get home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, the 4-for-4 deal every day, all day. PetroServe USA serves you hot stuff, personal pan pizza, two cookies and a drink, four items for $4. All day, every day, PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. The winter clearance sale going on right now. 4x4s, all-wheel drive SUVs drastically reduced. For example, 2017 Chevy Traverse LT, $322 a month or $22,800. Acadias, Enclaves, Terrains, Yukons, Sierra 1500s. And nobody pays more for clean local trades than your used car superstore, Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Back with our Ag Roundtable here. We're talking with a couple of growers, one from McLean County, one from Bottineau County, and also Tyler Westlake from High Plains Apache. I bring you the Ag Roundtable monthly. Really looking forward to just talking to growers about the ebbs and flows of getting closer and closer to planting time. In this case, learning it's dry, you know, in a lot of places right now, just not enough snow out there, and we're melting that snow right now. Tim, let me ask you about Tim Dabley here, by the way, farms up by Bottineau County. Tim, talk about the risk. Talk about the worry. Talk about how you deal with all that.
Well, my answer is going to be exactly the same as Todd's. That's one thing I've learned over the years is the stuff I don't have control over, I don't worry about. I mean, the weather, leave that up to the good Lord, and whatever it is, it is. And if it gets to the point where we can start controlling the weather, we'll probably screw that up too. So that's where I'm at. Over the years, I've just I don't worry about the things I don't have control over.
Interesting. Appreciate that very much, and it is the only way I think you get through that level of risk. But farming is not family farming in the sense that, oh, shucks, it's just, yeah, let's buy a little, let's see a little bit of that, things will be fine. It's a big, big business, and there is a ton of risk there. So glad to hear you both have that grounding. That's about the only way a person could get through it. Both of you mentioned crop insurance being really important and people almost planning to the crop insurance now. If you had a magic wand, Tim, would there anything you'd do to reform crop insurance or improve it a little bit?
Oh, I think we got a good program. I mean, with the increase in commodity prices right now, I mean, along with that is going to be an increase in premium too. Some of the crops, it's going to get pretty expensive to insure, but along with that, we'll have better coverage too. So, I think crop insurance is doing a pretty good job.
Time to time,
we certainly have to rely on it.
Yeah, no kidding. From time to time, I just hear from different folks about things that could be done a little better. So I was curious. How about you, Todd? What's your thoughts on any changes related to crop insurance that would help your operation?
The crop insurance program right now it does a pretty good job. We work with a really good agent, and we're pretty happy with it. We just sometimes you have to change your crop around a little bit to get the most for what you're hoping happens, but
am I right though, if you had like 3 years of bad corn in a row, the cost of the crop insurance goes up every year, right? So it's sort of like forcing you to a different crop. Is that how it works?
Well, what you could insure per bushels would go down every year. It's kind of capped at a low number, but as you raise better crops, you can improve your proven yield per acre. And that allows you to insure it for more. And that's what we're looking for, is hopefully being able to insure all of our costs.
Tim, do you have an Apache sprayer?
Yes, I do.
What do you think about it?
I love them. They just fit our operation real well. And, we've had several of them over the years. We just kind of rotate them every 3 years, and Tyler does a real good job with them, and yeah, we like the light footprint, and it's a simple machine without all the hydraulics, so they just work out well for us.
Ty, how about you? You got an Apache?
Yes, I do. And some of the things that I like about it, we don't have to run at full throttle, so it's very quiet in the cab. It's very efficient on fuel. It costs a lot less to get into it than a Dura case. So we've got that going for us. And Tyler's done a really good job. The service has been just excellent. So.
Well, Tyler, you got some glowing remarks here from a couple of customers. Now, Tim said he changed over 3 years. Would you like to get that down to like every 2 years for Tim, maybe, Tyler?
Well, of course they would, but three's good enough, too. So.
But seriously, every year you guys outdo yourselves. Tell me about some of the new ones now. What are you most impressed with the new units?
It's like every other year. It's technology. You know, it's just the advances in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems out there. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do
a plug and play with the John Deere controls now too. So that's something that a lot of guys don't know, but it's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms because of it.
Think of that. Red sprayers on green farms, and sometimes the red kind of makes those green guys a little itchy, but when the technology's that good, when the product's that good, they go with it. I love it. Tyler Westlake from High Plains Apache, thanks for bringing these guys in. Learned a lot today, as always do. Tim Dablew, thank you very much, Tim. Appreciate your time today. Tim Dablew farms up there in northwest Minnesota, Todd, in McLean County, or I might have got those reversed, but...
He's
a North Dakota grower, for crying out loud. Todd Zeno, Tim Dabley, and Tyler Westlake. Tyler Westlake, thanks very much. We'll do it again on the next Ag Roundtable. See you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. God bless. Bye-bye.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Hi, this is Stacey Bosser, NMLS 1908175 from People's Home Equity Mortgage. With interest rates at an extraordinary low, now is the time to purchase or refinance. We take the time, online or in person, to walk our customers through every step of the home loan process. Call me, Stacey Bosser, at 701-213-4426 or visit peopleshomeequity.com. Great people deserve great advice.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.